Hi, welcome to WizSchool. We are on chapter 2, shares classification. In the first chapter, we saw basics of investing. We saw different categories of investors. We also saw different types of shares. In this chapter, we are going to classify shares specifically from the point of an investor. This chapter will help you understand about different types of shares which an investor can keep in mind before investing into shares. So in how many ways can we classify shares? Shares can be classified into different categories, and each category is distinct from the other. We will see that why. Each category can either attract or repel investors. This is specifically from the point of the goals of investment by the investor. In this chapter, we will learn about different categories of shares. So let us understand what different categories we are going to learn in this chapter. Number one, we'll talk about blue chips. The next is the widow shares. What does the word widow mean in terms of shares? Wishful shares, in-style shares, optimistic shares, low-high shares, trading shares, and sensitivity shares. Friends, when I said in the previous slides we can classify into different categories, this means this is not just the complete list of shares classification. We can categorize, classify shares on different parameters, but in this chapter we are going to discuss on these shares and learn about them and understand how are they different from each other. So first, let us understand about the blue chips. Blue chips are shares of established, profitable, dividend-paying companies. So the topmost shares an investor will prefer would be the blue chips. The company's sales and profits grow regularly every year. They are considered as safe investments, and not only safe investments, but an investor has some certainty of getting regular dividends. At the same time, the capital which is invested in the shares will keep on growing. So long-term growth is also expected of the shares. Company has paid average dividend of at least 50%, which means the blue chip companies have paid about 15% dividend during the last 5 years. So the topmost priority of any investor would be to invest in a blue chip shares. The market price of the shares are also appreciating, have also appreciated 15%, about 15% cumulatively every year. The management enjoys a good reputation. The shares are safe to purchase because such companies are unlikely to crash, and such shares are widely held by the investors. Best examples of blue chip shares or blue chip companies could be Infosys Technologies, ITC, Reliance Industries, Asian Paints, Larsen & Toubro. These are just a few. You can list out many other blue chip companies into this category. The next category is the widow share. Now, where has this word widow come from? The word widow shares was coined to suggest that widows who had no exposure to the world of finance and were blissfully ignorant of its complexities could, with their eyes closed, purchase these shares, sleep easy, secure in the knowledge that their capital is safe and they would receive regular income. So just invest and forget. Such type of shares were termed as widow shares. They would fetch regular income, the capital would be safe, that was all assumed. Shares of fundamentally strong companies which can be bought and forgotten, as they were considered safe belong to the widow share category. The companies are usually through blue and pay regular dividends. Their prices does not soar or plummet, but bears a steady course. So these are considered also as steady shares, and they are usually categorized as equality shares and listed in the forward section or group A. However, what is the present reality about widow shares? Especially, we are living in a turbulent times, high volatility in the capital market, there are rapid changes and unpredictability around in this current corporate ecosystem. Investor has to always keep an eye on the investments, especially when we talk or look through the last two decades. Several of the safe companies have gone through difficulties. Some of them have not paid dividends, and so much of other news you might have heard about even good companies. So what does that mean? The concept of widow share is no longer as strong as it existed before. An investor has to keep a close eye on his investment, and he just cannot invest and forget. You'll have to regularly monitor on the investments he has made, especially in this volatile market. Investors should go through their portfolio periodically, and when some shares are not going well, it is always best to get rid of them as early as possible. So that is the rule, especially when you do investments in the volatile market, which means the concept of widow share is no longer as strong as it existed before. The third category is the wishful shares. What do you mean by wishful shares? Wishful shares are the shares of those companies that are not doing particularly well. Investors or speculators buy this with the fond hope that the fortunes of the company would change. It may happen, it may not happen, but whatever decision that are taken by such investors or speculators are based on their individual calculation, and those who prefer to take risk want to invest into shares of those companies that are not doing particularly well with the hope it may go up. Such type of shares are called as wishful shares. Several investors have succeeded in buying shares of well-known companies that had not been doing well for some time with wishful thinking, and within 3 months of their purchasing shares, the companies have announced improved results. So some investors have indeed succeeded by investing in wishful shares. However, many have collapsed, and those who had invested in buying these shares have literally lost a fortune. Hence, it is best to leave this alone because it amounts to a lot of risk, and either you make it or you have to forego your capital. The next category is in-style shares. These are the shares of companies that people purchase as it is invoked to purchase them, and as one wishes to be one of the gang, sort of herd mentality. Investment is serious business and should never be done on one of the gang mentality. Investment has to be a considered decision. Just because it's a fashion to buy a share of a particular company, that does not make you buy that share. You shouldn't do that way. The investment in any company should be on your goals of investing, should be on your financial plans, and not because everybody does. So in-style share also forms a certain category, but a wise investor will always think before investing in in-style shares. The next category is the optimistic shares. Optimistic shares are those that are expected to rise substantially in a short term. They are bought in expectation of great profits. One can make a thumping profit or a thumping loss because there is no certainty of any income. However, optimistic shares are likely to fetch profits in the near term. One must be aware about the risk before investing, and unless one is very, very sure about its fundamental study, about its technical study about such shares, one should not invest it just with the hope that it may rise. So if you have a very basic and good study about such companies, then one can go for investing in optimistic shares. Then the next category is the low-high shares. Low-high shares are low-price shares which the investor believes will rise in value, at which time he sells them at a profit. So buy low and sell high is the rule for this type of shares. These are, in short, low-price shares which appear to have the potential to rise in the value. This is purely on the research ability of the investor. The investor has to be very careful before buying these shares. Though some companies have grown substantially, a lay investor should leave this alone because a common investor might not have that capability of researching from the finer angles for investing in such companies. So a lay investor should leave this alone. Next category is the trading shares. Trading shares are bought by investors to sell them at the earliest opportunity of making a certain profit. So here there is no specific angle of holding it for a longer term. The moment a profit is seen, you book it and go for the next such investments. So trading shares are solely from the point of booking the profit at the earliest opportunity. The company may not be particularly strong, but they have the potential of rising. The investor does not believe in holding the shares, but he will always look at an opportunity where he can book his profit. So the profits that are booked over a period of time builds the wealth for such investor. The next category is our sensitivity shares. Sensitivity shares are based on the movement of the market and the stock exchange index. They are usually the A group shares. Their movement up or down determines whether the stock exchange sensitivity index rises or falls. So the stock exchange index plays a very important role in understanding the movement of such shares. These are also very popular shares and heavily traded. These shares, known as the index shares, are at times replaced when one gains in popularity and perceptions and other fields. So this again can be a very good group of shares in which the investor can think about investing. So friends, with this basic categorization of shares, we conclude this chapter. So what is the conclusion of this chapter? There are several types of shares listed on both the National Stock Exchange, the Bombay Stock Exchange. There are different types of indexes, such as the Nifty index on the NSE, the BSE Sensex on the BSE. The shares in each basket are different. Investor has to make a careful and informed decision before buying a share or building a portfolio. When we talk about informed decision, this informed decision has to be aligned with the financial plan of the investor. The financial plan is based on the income and the risk appetite of the investor. No doubt there are different categories, but a wise investor will always decide on the best investing tool that aligns with his investment plan and the risk appetite. Thank you.